to see anything in truth, we require purified senses and purified consciousness. Otherwise, everything we see is a mirror reflection of our own selfish ego. But when the heart is pure, then it becomes like a mirror, reflecting the all-beautiful, all-merciful image of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even reflecting through the objects of material nature. By the sincere and offenseless chanting of the holy names, this great goal is possible. Cheto darpana marajanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam sreya khairava chandra khavadananam vijyavadhu jivanam anandam buddhivaratanam pratipatam punam rathasvadanam sarvatma snaparam param vijayate sri krishna sankirtanam. Lord Chaitanya has given us the holy name of Krishna with the promise that if we chant sincerely under the guidance of his beloved representatives, it will clean our hearts. It will awaken ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus fulfill the innermost desire of the soul, which we have been longing to achieve since time immemorial. Vrindavan Das Thakur tells us that Lord Chaitanya was born in the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. Just as Krishna was born in the house of Vasudev. However, as Krishna performed his most intimate pastimes in the home of Nanda Maharaj, similarly, Lord Chaitanya's transcendental Sankirtan pastimes were most munificently performed in the house of Srivas. Where we are sitting is a complex which is so worshipable to the hearts of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. On this side is Srivasangam, which is the Rasasthali. It is none different than the place where Lord Krishna performed his Ras dance with gopis in Vrindavan. That same Leela was performed by Lord Chaitanya and his associates whenever they gathered together at Srivasa's house to chant the holy names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
On this side is Advaita Bhavan, the home of Sri Advaita Acharya, where Sri Advaita would day and night meet with the devotees, having kirtan, discussing topics of Krishna. On this side is Gadadhar Bhavan, where Srimati Radharani, who has descended in the divine form of Gadadhar Pandit, resided here in Mayapur Dham. Vrindavan Das Thakur, as well as Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, explained that the pastimes in the house of Srivas are endless. The Lord, by his inconceivable potency, could in one night perform such pastimes that Ananta Shesha with his thousand mouths could not describe them all in the entire time span of creation. Vrindavan Das Thakur says that just as a bird cannot possibly fly to the limits of the sky, still he flies as high as he has the power to do so. Thus it is the duty of every devotee, according to our insignificant abilities, to make some attempt to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, his glories and his pastimes. And actually, the more we gain realization, the more we feel so fallen and insignificant in our attempt. When we're new devotees, any little thing we learn, we think we're great scholars. And the more we learn, the more we think, I am very learned. I have so much to share with the world. I can convert the planet. But as we grow up a little and mature in Krishna consciousness, and we actually begin to understand what we've been saying all these years, we realize, I don't know anything. Therefore, we find Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami calling himself a fool, dumb, lame. He was remarking, what an incredible miracle it is that Lord Nityananda Prabhu has chosen to speak these things through me. If we can simply surrender to repeat the divine message of our previous acharyas, then perhaps we can please Krishna. And if we please Krishna, that is the perfection of our lives. What to speak in Srivasangam? The greatest Mahabhagavat acharyas have come here to meditate and contemplate on the significance of this place. They have come to worship and to surrender their lives to even the smallest speck of dust that resides here. We have all gathered in the spirit of beggars to beg for the mercy of the Lord and his devotees in this very holy place. Srivasangam is also called the Kolabanga Danga, because it is here that the Chankazi historically broke the Murdanga in the Harinam Sankirtan. And by doing so, invoked the Supreme Personality of Godhead to take his secret private mission into the streets, first in Navadweep, and then through his representatives to every town and village throughout the world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Ananti Koti Vaishnava Brinda ki jai, Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Previous to the descent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srivas Pandit, with his three brothers, Sri Ram, Sri Pati, and Sri Nidhi, were aggrieved to see the condition of human society in this age of Kali. There was no real understanding of bhakti, unpolluted by material desires. Rupa Goswami describes pure bhakti means anya bilashita sunyam jnana karmanya navratam anukulyena krishnanu shilana bhaktarutitam. No desire for fruitive sense gratification, even to the level of the heavenly planets. No desire for any mystic cities. No desire even for liberation from material suffering. Pure devotional service is when the heart yearns simply to serve Krishna, to love Krishna, and to please Krishna. The gopis were willing to go to hell forever if by doing so they could relieve Krishna from his headache even for 1 second. That selfless love is the great hidden treasure in all the great scriptures. Srimad Bhagavatam revealed it in its most munificent form. The Vaishnavas, they lamented bitterly due to compassion when they saw that human society was bereft of that love, with no concern or consideration of even understanding its value. Therefore, day and night, here at Srivasangam, the four brothers were praying to Lord Krishna to descend to establish the Yuga Dharma. Here, they were constantly chanting the holy names in kirtan. Nimai appeared on the full moon night of the month of Phalgun. But by his inconceivable desire, he hid his true nature, especially from the devotees. But after returning from Gaya, where he demonstrated the important principle that one cannot actually become self-realized or properly chant the holy name until one accepts shelter at the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master. After his initiation by Ishwarapuri, he would only speak about Krishna. He came back from Gaya and he was weeping in the presence of Sriman Pandit and some other devotees, calling out, "Where is Krishna?" He was constantly calling out Krishna's name. The next morning, Sriman Pandit came to Srivasangam. Because here, Srivas had a vine which had flowers, very sweet, fragrant, celestial flowers. And every single morning, there was just the amount of flowers that every single devotee needed for their worship of Thakurji, Radha and Krishna. So in the mornings, they would come together, singing the names of Krishna, discussing the pastimes of Krishna, engage in serving Krishna by picking these flowers. So wonderful. Here are the greatest saints, the greatest scholars, the most self-realized Mahabhagavats. And they're simply spending time picking flowers for Krishna. The gopis in Vrindavan, they are in the topmost position of worshipable beings, and they are picking flowers for Krishna. Such simple, loving service. This is the spirit of Vrindavan. As they were collecting their flowers from the transcendental vine of Srivas, Sriman Pandit was laughing, was smiling like anything. Srivas said to him, "Sriman Pandit, today you are all smiles. Is there a reason?" Sriman Pandit said, "Yes, there's a very good reason. Such a reason. What we have all been praying for, what we have all been longing for, it has been fulfilled. Nimai Pandit has become a Vaishnava. He has returned from Gaya. I saw him with my own eyes. All of his arrogance was gone. He was no longer debating people on mundane subject matters. He was simply chanting the name of Krishna. He was telling me about his trip to Gaya when he saw the footprints of Lord Vishnu, Gadadhar. Those same footprints that could deliver the whole universe." He began to cry. There were torrents of tears like rivers flowing from his eyes. His limbs were trembling. His hair was standing on end. His voice was choked. "I have never seen anywhere in anyone such ecstatic symptoms of pure love of Krishna. Nimai Pandit has become a Vaishnava." All the Vaishnavas rejoiced. They leaped in the air. Haribo! The whole world will become Krishna conscious. Vishwambar, Nimai Pandit, has become a devotee. He's longing for Krishna. He's chanting the holy name. he asked us to meet him this morning at Suklambar Brahmachari's house. They went. Gadadhar was hiding. Lord Chaitanya, he was weeping. He said, I must reveal to you devotees the secret of my heart. I went to Gaya. On my returning, I went to Kanai Natashala. And there, I saw the beautiful form of Shamsundar. His complexion, dark like a monsoon cloud, his beautiful lotus eyes glancing upon me. With a smile on his face, he embraced me. But then he disappeared. Then he began to weep, torrents of tears. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Have you seen him? Where did he go? He fell to the ground. When Gadadhar Pandit saw this, he fell to the ground unconscious. Lord Chaitanya was holding onto a pillar. Then he fainted. When he came to consciousness, he asked Suklambar, who is here? Suklambar said, your Gadadhar is here. The Lord went to Gadadhar. He said, Gadadhar, you are most fortunate. Since your very childhood, you have been detached from all material desires and you have worshipped Krishna, constantly meditating on Krishna. But I am so unfortunate. I have uselessly wasted my life in mundane pursuits and material education. But finally, I saw Krishna. He came before me. But due to my past misdeeds, my impious activities, the Lord disappeared. How unfortunate, how lamentable is my existence. From that day on, the Lord could speak nothing but the glories of Sri Krishna. The kirtans that were taking place in the day and in the night in Srivasangam caused terrible disturbance to the neighbors. This is a universal problem at every Hare Krishna temple. The neighbors. And this was in Mayapur. The neighbors would blaspheme, they would condemn, they would threaten. We cannot sleep at night. These madmen are just screaming all night. They're just a bunch of useless beggars. They shun philosophy. They're such useless sentimentalists. All they know how to do is just scream the names of Krishna. Why do they have to scream the names of Krishna? Krishna is everywhere. His ears are everywhere. He's in your heart. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're saying. He will become so angry with their loud screaming that he may destroy the universe. Another blasphemer said, I told you, I warned you this long ago. We should have thrown the house of Srivas in the river Ganga, and we should have tied him up, and we should have brought him to the king of the Yavanas for arrest. And because we didn't, you know what's happening? The king has sent several boats of his soldiers to come because he has heard that there is loud chanting of the Hindu names of God. We know what will happen. These useless beggar Vaishnavas, they are such cowards, they will run away. And then we will be arrested, we will be punished, and all of our wealth will be plundered because of them. Throw him in the Ganges, destroy his house, let us get revenge on these devotees. This was the propaganda that was taking place all around Navadvip amongst the blasphemers. And sure enough, the boats of the kings were coming. Srivas, feeling great compassion for the devotees, was very, very concerned about this. One day, Lord Gauranga was walking down the bank of the Ganga. He happened to see a herd of cows. These cows were playing very joyfully. Their tails were raised. They were running in the four directions. Sometimes they were playing, sometimes they were rolling, sometimes they were fighting. When the Lord saw them, he entered into the mood of Gopal, Krishna, the cowherd boy of Braja. He began to cry out in ecstasy, "I am he! I am he! I am he!" Meanwhile, the blasphemers, they happened to see Nimai, and they were thinking, "Why is he walking around so fearlessly? Because of him, the king's boats are coming." "I know. He's just plotting to escape. That's why he's acting like this." Meanwhile, he was just crying out, "I am he! I am he!" He ran to the house of Srivas. He said, "Srivas, what are you doing? Srivas, what are you doing?" Srivas was in his temple room worshipping the deity of Lord Narasimhadev for the protection of the Vaishnavas. The Lord banged on the door and broke it down. Srivas turned around and there was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord called out in a loud thundering voice, "Who are you worshipping?" "The person you worship, I am he." Then he manifested his forearm form of Narayan, holding the conch shell, the disc, the club, and the lotus flower. He stood before Srivas. Srivas looked in the four directions. Then he saw before him Lord Vishnu. Upon seeing the Lord, he told him, "For so many days, you did not know who I am. But today I have come to reveal myself to you. Because of your Sankirtan, I personally descended from Vaikuntha to spread the Yuga Dharma all over the world. I promise that I will always rescue my devotees. Srivas, offer me prayers." Srivas, he began to weep. He said, "My Lord, you relieve devotees of all fear. You are Krishna, who has appeared in Vrindavan with a beautiful blackish complexion like a tamal tree. You appeared in Ayodhya with a complexion like green durva grass as Lord Sri Ram. You appeared as Varahadev to lift the earth, to Narsingadev, to protect Prahlad and kill the terrible demon Hiranyakashipu. I am so foolish. I am so unfortunate because I could not understand who you are. And all these days you have appeared like an ordinary householder. Sometimes you would wash my garments. Sometimes you would fold my dhoti. Sometimes you would carry loads for me from the river home. In this way you served all the Vaishnavas, and we, so unintelligent, we could not understand. You are our worshipable Lord, who always takes the greatest pleasure in being the servant of the servant of your own servants. The Lord told Srivas, "Bring your wife, bring your children, Bring all your family members, as well as your maidservants, all here to worship me. They all came before the Lord. They all came before the Lord, and the Lord revealed his majestic form of Narayan to all of them. In fact, he placed his lotus feet on all of their heads. Then he told Srivas that, "Do not fear this boat of the king, because I am the controller of all controllers. Nothing can happen without my sanction. You just watch and see what I do. If I do not give the sanction, that king cannot come here with his boats. But if, due to his independent will, he disobeys my command and comes on his boat anyway, I will personally go on that boat and I will tell him, 'You get off of that throne, that is my throne.'" And if he's not willing to do that, then I will go right into his palace and I will tell the king that you bring the elephants, the horses, the birds, and the other animals of your kingdom. Then you bring your mullahs and your qazis, and you have them read from your scriptures and cause these animals to weep in ecstasy. The king will bring them. They will read from their scriptures, and nothing will happen. Then I will go in the forest and I will grab the elephants and grab the lions and grab the horses and grab the dogs and the insects and the birds, and I will bring them in. And I will begin. Narayani. Narayani was the 4-year-old daughter, niece of Srivas Thakur. She was sitting in the corner of the room quietly. Very sweet. Loving, an ecstatic love. Immediately, Narayani began to call out, "Krishna, Krishna, 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 Krishna." Tears were flowing from her eyes, limbs trembling. "Krishna, Krishna." All the 8 ecstatic symptoms of love manifested on her body simultaneously, and she fell to the ground. She Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. The Lord asked Srivas to offer him prayers. Srivas said, "My Lord, how can I offer you prayers? What can I speak?" The Lord said, "You have seen what I have done. Are you still fearful of the king?" Srivas said, "When you appear as eternal time and you destroy the entire creation, I will fearlessly be chanting your holy name." Lord Nityananda Prabhu was hiding in the house of Nandanacharya. In a few days, we will go to that holy place and speak of its unlimited significance in our lives. After Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu met at Nandanacharya's house, they exchanged such sweet feelings of love upon their first reunion in this incarnation. The Lord said, "Tomorrow is the day of Vyas Puja, the full moon of the appearance of Vyasadeva. Where should we celebrate your Vyas Puja?" Nityananda Prabhu put his hand on the body of Srivas and said, "In his house." Lord Chaitanya said, "You have very big responsibility now, Srivas." Shiva said, I have all the ingredients already ready at my house. All I need is the book with the instructions of how to perform the rituals. Where will you stay, Nityananda Prabhu? I will stay with Srivas. So from Nandanacharya's house, they all came to Srivasangam. And on that very day, the very first place that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda danced together was here. Lord Chaitanya had his devotees begin the Sankirtan of the Holy Name. The Lord personally locked all the doors so there would be no disturbance. Then they began to dance. Sometimes they embraced. Sometimes they covered each other with tears. Sometimes they tried to get the dust from each other's lotus feet, but it was impossible for either one to succeed. When the devotees saw Gornitai dancing together in their first kirtan performance